Today's Tuesday, December 18th, 2018, and this is Life Words Day by Day. Hey, I'm glad you're here today. In the 1700s, songs sung in the European church services were the Psalms of the Old Testament. So there was a 15-year-old named Isaac Watts. He loved the Bible, but he felt like these songs felt unnatural to sing in their modern-day English translation. So after church one Sunday, Isaac went up and he complained about this atrocious worship to one of the deacons of the church. So the deacon challenged him and said, "All right then, young man, give us something better." So Isaac went home and he penned his first hymn. And the love of hymn writing stuck with him the rest of his life. In 1719, his book, Psalms of David Imitated, was published, not as a new paraphrase of David, but as an imitation of him in New Testament language. And the Christmas carol, Joy to the World, it was an imitation of the last half of Psalm 98, and it was born in that book. Watts transformed the old Jewish psalm of praise for historic deliverance into a song of rejoicing for the salvation that God began when Jesus came to make his blessings flow far as the curse is found. The music is from George Frideric Handel, and some scholars say that it resembles his greatest work, Messiah. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King, and let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing. Isn't it fitting that Psalm 98, the scripture that inspired this wonderful hymn, begins with King David proclaiming, "Sing a new song to the Lord, for he's done wonderful deeds." God was writing a new song into the heart of a 15-year-old boy named Isaac Watt over 300 years ago. And our Savior, he's still writing new songs into the hearts of men and women, boys and girls, all around the world this Christmas. And my prayer is that you come to know this Savior on this Christmas too. From the Life Word team worldwide, broadcasting in 43 languages to 121 countries and to a potential audience of 1/4 of the world, we pray that you'll walk with Jesus day by day.